are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Europa, every Monday on LA Talk Radio, Accent On is here, and I'm having blast today because, you know, it's good to have your own radio show because you can pick your guests. Sometimes they call to you and say, could you have me, could you have me? Sometimes friends are calling, oh, I have this wonderful friend, I would love you to have the person on the show. And sometimes I say yes, but the coolest show for me is when I decide who is coming to my show, because for whatever reason, I just love the person. Today, this is one of those days. And the funniest way is that I met this gorgeous, beautiful, smart lady 5 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago. Okay, then her name is Natalia Lazarus. Am I pronunciating well?
That's correct. Natalia Lazarus, but you can say Lazarus. Lazarus. Sounds more exotic.
Okay, I like that, but we will do both ways. You better speak about yourself. Don't ask me to do that. Why I'm saying like that? Because Natalia, you are just powerful woman. You are Wonder Woman. You are just overachieved woman. And I don't want to even start reading, like I mentioned to you before, all your great stuff that you did in your life, and I know the million things is in front of you too. But you really, one of the most important things is that you have a great position in Santa Monica, in a very, very prominent place, and it's your like own place that you can rule and you can do whatever you want because you are an artistic director of
the Promenade Center for the Performing Arts, and it has been a dream to create a center for the artists where there can be a theater, an art gallery, a conservatory for actors, for writers, for directors. And I believe, as a woman, that we should all create our own kingdom, and then we can be the queen of that kingdom.
And again, I wish this is a TV show. Everybody knows for 2 years I'm dreaming that one day that's what will happen anyway. And trust me, Natalia will be with me on the left side or on the right side. Why? Because it's not only how great she is, how beautiful, educated, and how she's dreaming and she's achieving what she dreams about. The most important is also, to me, that she's dealing with people who have an accent. They're coming to America and they dream to become an actors, and they have funky accent like me, and they come to your place and say, help.
You know, I tell them all the time, I travel around the world also. I do workshops in Mexico, in Brazil, in France, in Italy, and people always say, what about my accent? And having an accent is a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
It's not something that you should be afraid of or ashamed of. You can work with that
accent.
Thank you. What's important is that we can understand you.
Thank you.
And if we can understand you, you can work in Hollywood and you will have something different. There's no point in you trying to make yourself American because
yes,
that's not what will make you sell. You have to bring your own uniqueness.
I just so love you for that. Because, you know, many, many years ago when I came to America, I wanted to start singing again. Of course, you know, I was singing all around the world, and I was singing Mongolian, I was singing in German, Italian. They were teaching me, because I also have the bachelor degree in a music education from a really very prestigious school in Europe. And they taught us how to pronounce words, but I didn't understand what was going on in a song. Sometimes I knew the topic, but not every line after line. And like I said, when I was singing Mongolian, that was the biggest challenge. But I didn't care. I was like, yeah. And English seems like was very natural for all artists. We were having once a week, 1 hour English lessons in schools in Poland then, you know. But then I got this big contract to sing in America with lots of great people. And I found out how really bad my English is. And was really bad, trust me. You know, and then, but many, many years later, like 7 years later, when I decided to come back to sing in America, I was recording. It was tough because engineers were laughing. They tried to sometimes telling me, oh, you pronounce it wrong, this word. And they were giving me over and over tiny little, you know, ways describing, oh, don't say mountain. And I was writing my own lyrics, and I know I will never use this word in my lyrics ever again, because you know what, they were putting so much time how to correct me, to make me a perfect speaker, which I will never be one. I do the best like I can when I sing. I think I sing pretty well. But fact is, there was horror story for me. I was afraid of going to studio sometimes for 6-7 months because I had horrible memories. I couldn't get into the song, into way of singing, because I thought, oh my gosh, I will never be one of these people who speak so beautifully.
So the focus wasn't so much on your talent, but then
not
the focus
all.
Became on against, your accent, yeah. And then you started to get self-conscious about it.
Oh, tell me about that, yes. And then how did you do, because the school is very unusual. First, you can dream to become an actor in America. You know you're coming here with dream and with an accent. Sometimes, like you said, it's hard to understand. My ex-husband always said, I don't understand you. I'm joking. But really, it's true. Sometimes accented people very hard to understand what they are saying. That's where you came and your school is coming to the
well,
place?
Well, at the conservatory, we have classes that are to reduce your accent. I don't like to say to eliminate, because that you we'll can see. If you want, but that takes a lot of work and discipline,
yeah.
And working every day. But we can help you to make your accent understandable. And I think that's the main goal. So we have classes that are acting in English so that the foreign actor gets used to speaking in English. Sometimes we have actors that come from other countries that are working in their countries.
Yeah.
They're well known in their countries, but they're not used to working in English.
Yes.
So they
uncomfortable.
They have to get used to slang. They have to get used to body language. They have to get used to what it is to act in
memorize
English.
And just
to memorize.
Feel comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. So we have accent reduction classes, acting in English, voice and speech. All of those things together to help them assimilate what it is to act in English.
Then how long do you think this takes, the process of really making people comfortable using English language and still not losing who they really are?
I would say if they're diligent and they're coming for a 2-year program, I would think that in 2 years they can definitely be understood.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And also, that was the coolest things ever, I think, that sometimes people cannot get into America without visas. And you are supplying the smart, the cute, the dreamers with visa?
Fortunately, I was a foreign student, obviously, when I came to this country. So a lot of what I have become now was an inspiration for me to be able to do for others what I achieved. I came to New York to study acting.
I cannot wait to just rewind our story, because we need to start from the moment when you were born. Okay. Well, finish, because I just want to finish the thought that, yes, the school is supplying the people who want to come with
yes.
the visa.
That we're able to provide an F1, which is a fine arts visa.
Okay.
And at the end of the actor's training, we can provide them with a work permit that allows them to work in the United States for 12 months.
For 12 months.
Yeah. So this is a great plus, because so many people want to come here and then they want to work and they can't. But this provides them a bridge
Be
able to work until they find a job or a manager, whatever it is.
Wonderful. And I need to say hi, Domenico Capuano from Italy. This is the gentleman who from time to time is stepping by and accent on. And he's the one who produced Sun is Going Down, the song that we always opening our show. Because I brought this beautiful composer, to this country. We gave him passport, working passport, I think for like 4 years. He was begging for visas for years, and he was so highly accomplished he couldn't get, you know, anything going. If he would know, he speaks beautiful Italian. I know you speak Italian too. Yes. If he would know that maybe, you know, he can start acting, he's gorgeous, Italian, gorgeous, very cute man. You know, but fact is, you're right. A lot of people don't know how to even look for something like that. And now we have information about your school. Could you give us a website for the school?
The website is promenadeconservatory.org and promenadeplayhouse.com.
And everything we'll be having, and we are having on Accent On. I don't even know, you probably don't know, we have like around 800-900 people, like in first day went to, I will show you, you know, how many people really visited our post. That's very, very cool, because it was so fast, you know. People were interested in what we were posting. Oh, you have a lot of friends, one or two, and I have a lot of friends. Fact is that yes, people, we got attention. Oh, hello, Luke. Ooh. He's always late. This late is our personal trainer. Hello, Luke.
Hello.
Hey, okay, nice to meet you. Okay, now, the question of where are you from? That's the beautiful question.
Well, I was born in a city called Tegucigalpa, Honduras. And I like to consider myself that is where I was born, but my soul is actually from a little bit everywhere.
Okay.
Because I travel a lot, and no matter where I go, I usually always accommodate, and I can live in that country or in that city.
Which means you are born to be an artist, a gypsy, little beautiful gypsies. And, you know, we had this beautiful tiny conversation before we entered the studio. We're talking about upbringing. I came from Poland. My parents, wonderful parents, they both were poor people, blue-collar people. Somehow, somewhere, they put me into... lots of schools, and I wind up to be successful in what I was doing in the music business. And they had so little for themselves. They had only the dream that two daughters, that they will become somebody that they couldn't be. And the dream was the singers, because we had, both of us had beautiful voices. And I just played violin, and I hate it. I'm so sorry. Then I played the piano, then I started schooling my voice. And that's when, for many, many years later, I become who I am right now. And when I was checking and looking to your Facebook, I found out that we both lost our moms, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And you said something what I couldn't so beautifully, that really you will never be who you are if not for your mommy.
Absolutely. My mother, she put all her dreams into me. And she offered me to the Virgin, and she did so many sacrifices, my mother, and she groomed me so that I could leave my country, so that I could follow my dreams and succeed. And she always, continuously always said, please keep studying. You must study. If you study, you will succeed. And you know what? She was right, and I'm so happy. She worked so hard, and that's one of the things that I carry with me is her regimen for work. I wake up every day and I multitask, and I know that I can do it because I've got my mother's courage underneath me. She was such a fighter, and she made something out of nothing. You know, she provided for my brother and myself, and wow, everything I am, I owe to my mother.
We love you, mommies.
We love you, Mom.
We really do.
We love you, Mom.
We love you, Mom. Oh, okay, I will give you a microphone. Hey, Luke wants to say he loves you, Mom. You love your mommy.
I love you, Mom, yes.
We love our mommies very, very much. And that's another message, you know, just really artists need people who support them. And the first support and the most important is from the families. That you just need to encourage the child and just say, you know what, you can do it. You have a right to dream. I'm working with so many young people, coaching them, singing and recording stuff for them. Next week, we'll be having Kira, one of the coolest, Kira Nicole, 11 years old girl. Amazing. I will start posting pictures. We just left the studio with two songs, and I will be having her with her mother, who is gorgeous lawyer. She knows the child is amazing. And yes, you need to be very careful with your baby, who is so talented. On another hand, you need to allow the child to flourish if they want that. Then you were born in Honduras, and then you left when you were 17.
Yes, I was lucky in that my father was living in France, and I went to live in France with my father and got introduced to this whole other side of the world, European. So I always say that, you know, from my country, I learned my faith, belief in God, the universe, you know, and to be humble. Yeah. And then in Europe, I learned to dream. You see all these castles, things that you never see in a country like Honduras. And it just made me aspire for more. And that's why I fell in love with France and learning French and then learning Italian. And I just thought, wow, this is a place where I want to come back to when
I'm an
adult.
And that's what you do?
And that's what I did. I ended up going back as an adult. And
okay, but we cannot skip France and Paris so fast. Because the school that you went to is not like, oh, I went to Paris. You're just stunning. Where did you go?
I studied French and French civilization at the Sorbonne in
Everybody
Paris.
Everybody repeats Sorbonne. We are like not talking school. We are talking Sorbonne. One of the best school in Europe. You know the name. Everybody hopefully knows this. How many years did you study?
I studied French for 1 year at the Sorbonne. And, you know, I think they did a good job because people tell me, wow, your French is amazing. Wow. So I'm very proud of that. And it's a lovely city. And life, you know, comes back. And now I married a Frenchman about 2 years ago.
Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you.
Woo-hoo! That's really good news. And, I love it.
You know, I had gotten out of a 16-year relationship. And people would ask me, what are you going to do?
Sister.
And I would say, you know what? I'm going to retire in the south of France and I'm going to go write. And then I met someone from the south of France.
And now you have long distance relationship?
Yes.
And works?
And I spend summers in Aix-en-Provence and I write.
What is his name?
His name is Charles.
Charles, you are so lucky to have Natalia with you 6 months. In here, yes, hopefully.
Yes.
And congratulations. Your wife will say hi, probably.
Thank you. Charles.
Could be coucou, in French.
Coucou, chérie.
That's so beautiful. Congratulations. That's a beautiful story. Because some people say, oh, powerful woman, wonderful woman, cannot have all. And like you said, 16 years, okay, something happened. For me, 23 years, something happened. And now you need to start all over, pick yourself up, start believing, trusting, and dreaming. And your dream was to maybe, you know, be in France and have your life. Now you have your husband, and I know life will be beautiful because need to be forever, ever after. That's what we want for you, for us, and for Luke, too, who is still not married. Hello, wake up. Are you up? Are you sleeping?
No, I'm okay.
Lovely. Then, okay.
I'm not married.
I know you are not, and you're gorgeous. People, go to Axenon and look at his body, and he is built very nicely. You know, some of people are crazy when they build a body, but he's not about that, and we know it. We'll talk in 20 minutes again with Luke. He's with us 5 more weeks. Then, oh my gosh, we have party here going on, how to lose weight from Ilona, place parts of bodies. We'll see. Okay, now you said Paris, 1 year Sorbonne, and I want you to list the name of the schools that you are studying. Because, you know, it's not only how to, just I have this lady with me, she's real. I'm not even joking, she's real. She went through all the schooling. But sometimes all the people around, the young teenagers said, Mom, I just finished high school, do I need to go? I don't know, maybe I'll... No, children, study. You can do all. Can you tell us what schools you went to?
Yes, so I was in France for some of my teenage years, and then that culminated at the Sorbonne. But my real passion was the theater. So I went to New York City, and I studied there at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts. And then, you know, I always had this desire to learn and keep growing. And then I thought, well, to be an actor is great, but you have to wait around for the phone to ring. Yeah. So then I went to film production, and I studied at New York University. And so all of these possibilities started opening up for me. And I think that the message that I would tell artists is, if you're a singer, if you're an actor, if you're a writer, whatever it is, I'm sure you have as well other artistic qualities. Go ahead and explore them. Develop them, because you never know where the road
will
lead
part,
you.
Which part, yes, of business will be becoming yours. And maybe you want to lead, maybe you want to be in the spotlight, and maybe you really don't. You are right. You need to be ready for that and love every part of the business.
Sure. Yeah. If you're an actor, I'm sure that you're also maybe a writer or
you
a producer.
You are a screenwriter.
A director.
You need to get us to everything, because it's amazing. You're a Wonder Woman. Everybody repeats. I have in the studio... Wonder Woman. She is doing her life her own way. She is humble. That's for sure. But she's so educated. And she just, that's what she says. She's doing many different things. And they don't prohibit her to only be an actor, only screenwriter. You just tell us, please, a little bit more. I don't want to, you know, ask for much. You tell us.
Well, then I kept going.
Every morning you wake, yes, keep going. Yeah, we need to know that he's just great lady. We have great lady in the studio. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Then please tell us, because that's unusual, really unusual. You know it. And
well,
you know
it. I just kept thinking, I thought, well, okay, to be an actor is great, to produce and direct is great, but hey, I need a script. So
yeah, who will be writing the scripts?
So
let's learn how to write scripts. What did you do?
I came to LA and I studied for 6 years with Sid Field, who also passed away in November. He's considered the guru of screenwriting. And you know what? I found that it all worked together. Acting, directing, writing. We're all answering the same questions. Who is the character? How do I feel when I enter the scene? What is my objective? The director, the writer, the actor, we're all asking the same questions. So you can find a way to make it all work. So what makes life exciting for me is that one day maybe I'll be acting in a film. Another day maybe I'm going to another country to conduct a workshop. Maybe I'm going to another country to direct a play. Now I'm writing a book, so it's about variety for me. And yeah.
But it's only 18 hours a day, because I think you don't sleep. But I give you 6 hours a day. Hopefully, you're sleeping 6 hours a day.
Yes.
That's what I do. I go sleep like around 1, and then I wake up 7:28 when my dogs need to go for walk. 6:27 every day, not 28. It's horror in my home. That's, you know, but that's my
and
day.
And then you work out.
I know, you know, you don't let me drink coffee. I drink first coffee. I say, you tell me no coffees when you know.
You told me
forbidden.
You work out.
No, after coffee. I'm moving myself. I will say no. This is
I
different.
Do. I always work out in the morning.
Yeah, but you are you
see?
Drinking coffee?
I drink coffee, yes.
But that's what
Ilona,
Luke says we cannot
true
do.
European. For her, it's okay. French, you know.
Okay, okay. Not for me. Okay. You know, we'll come back to it, you know.
Polish just shakes or something.
Okay, no. This is what we'll be talking about, I think, yes, today.
Yes.
We'll be talking about. That's very good. Yes, for sure, Natalia, you look beautiful. You don't need to lose weight. I need a little bit. And honestly, I do. And he's doing a very cool job with me, talking and teaching me what I'm not supposed to do. What is more important, what I do, what I'm not supposed to do, you know, when I try to lose weight. Then you said many, many hats. You say screenwriter, actor, you are saying writer, you are talking speaking engagement. On what topics?
Well, for now, it's been mainly on acting, writing, and directing. But going to these speaking engagements, I started to see that I could really inspire people. And my next step in the future, I would like to move more towards speaking to women about how to create their kingdom, about how to fulfill their desires and their dreams.
And I need to make this appointment with Julie Miller, Dr. Julie Miller, and you, because she is writing about women who can find the power in themselves, start second time around. She called it self-starting, because really what we do when something fails, we need to self-start one more time, you know. She had me in a book also, because she observes me for many, many years. But I think you both will just love each other. And I feel some great book is coming there because of that. On Julie's Miller side. Julie, we will be having this meeting. She's sometimes in USC from Seattle. She's coming from Seattle. We'll put us three together. More. Now, what is your now on a plate? What are you doing today, yesterday, tomorrow?
Well, I'm getting ready to go to France.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Last summer we were invited to do a play about Picasso in the south of France. Oh. And then we just did it here in LA, and it closed in February. So now I'm going to France, and I'm going to place the play in Paris in French.
Oh, like perfect settings. That could be better.
I have to give myself one more challenge. You know, we did it in English. Now I'd like to do it in French. So that's on my plate for the next 2 months. And at the same time, I just got a literary agent who is representing me on my book that is for actors called The Actor's Key. So I also have that on my plate that I have to complete.
Okay, that seems like very 5 minutes for you. I'm joking. But yeah, how long have you been in Paris?
I'm hoping to be there 2 months.
Okay, and you'll be looking for the actors and filling the roles?
My main goal is to go find Picasso, who will be Picasso in French. And one of the people, I have two choices off the top of my head that we would like to contact. It's Jean Reno and Alain Delon.
No, don't.
It's been a childhood fantasy.
No. Okay, he is the most gorgeous man in the whole wide world. It was like the sexiest man alive when we were young, and I think he's still very young. Great looking guy. I'm sure. I wish you would get him. He'll be perfect.
I think it would be a great role for him. And
Alain Delon, you don't even know that here in America, people talking about you. And for sure, you need to be a Picasso in this.
He needs to be
play.
Picasso. He's a Picasso at this point is about 60 something.
Yes,
so
that's
I
perfect
think
age. For
Alain
him.
Delon would be great for it. And somebody else suggested Jean Reno, so we're going to start.
Okay,
with
we like
that.
Him too, but between both of them, you know, we'll see Alain Delon. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, okay, then we are talking about the future. That's your near future, yes?
That's the near future, yes.
Yeah, very good. And then we are talking about balancing your life between France and Los Angeles. But you also speak Italian.
Yes.
Where this came from?
You know, it was just a whim. I had studied French, obviously, because my father was living in France. And then I thought, it will probably be really cool if I study Italian. And I just did, and it was so easy.
That was easy, Italian, because of Spanish, because of what?
Because once you know Spanish and you know French, Italian is a breeze. So
I just need to stop for one moment, because I think we have our friend, is this Shanti?
Hello, Ilona.
Hello,
Shanti. It is Shanti indeed. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very well. You cannot believe who I have in a studio. And I know you'll be going crazy for meeting this woman one day. This is Natalia, I will say my way, Lazarus. How you say?
Lazarus. Okay.
Lazarus. I say Polish way, Lazarus, but Lazarus. And
great
I
to
know
meet you, Natalia.
Thank you.
You both need to meet, because we are talking about acting, people with an accent, people a very beautiful school that she is a director, artistic director of. But I know, Shanti, you are dealing also with a lot of people who need to learn how to speak. You are having your own big international business about that, but you'll be here talking about the business in your future. Today you are calling because of something.
Well, I'm calling you because we're having a great event on Saturday. Now, I was just thinking, we start the show. Do you remember that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me? But we know that's not true. Words are very powerful. They're a very powerful force. And every word that we speak carries some weight. It really does, and should do. And yet people give very little thought to what they say and how they say it. Yeah. Now, my passion is communication and helping people to become captivating speakers. And as you know, Ilona, I run a number of workshops and seminars. But this seminar on Saturday is very special, because we normally charge $299, a very reasonable price for a two-hour seminar. But
expensive.
This Saturday we're doing...
That's expensive.
Yeah. Well, it might sound expensive, but if you know the value, I mean, for goodness sake, if you get $299 worth of value out of this, I believe that you
change
can't actually put a price on the sort of value that you can get. I've made millions, literally millions upon millions, with my communication skills. And I think this is very important. And I'm giving these gifts to people, things that you can't learn in school. At any rate, this Saturday, we're selling tickets at $29.99. And there is a reason for our craziness. It's not just March Madness. We're actually doing this event. Every penny of our event is going to support a young lady by the name of Stephanie LaRue. She was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She was actually originally misdiagnosed, and as a result, her cancer progressed. She was given an almost death sentence. Now, she's a beautiful young lady, and I do a lot of speaking work for the Susan G. Komen Group, and help their speakers to go out and spread the word. And this young lady I met there, and she encourages people to live life orgasmically. She's full of life. She has a wonderful spirit. She rescues stray dogs that nobody wants. But here she has a virtual death sentence over her. And I then recently discovered that she is in danger of losing the roof over her head. And I thought, there is no way that I'm going to let that happen. And so I'm providing this crazy price called Catch the Wave. We've booked a big ballroom at the Warner Center Marriott. And we're inviting everybody to come along, bring family and friends. We've got some incredible stuff lined up. We've got a few entertainers. We've got so many people in this captivating team who are putting their efforts into making this the event of a lifetime. And we will be donating all the proceeds to Stephanie. We will be also having about $3,000 thus far in raffle prizes to give away. So for $29, you're basically getting one ticket at 10% of the price of a normal ticket.
Amazing.
And I don't want to sound like I'm giving a sales spiel, because really at the end of the day, what would, you know, a couple of movie tickets or a meal out, and you can come along and you will get value. And one thing I can promise you is you won't be subjected to guerrilla selling techniques. We're not there to sell you on something else. We're there to have a jolly good time, to give you some good education, some real meat.
Shanti.
And more importantly, we'll have Stephanie there, and she will be inspiring us with her little story. And I believe that this girl's going to make it. She's going to make it.
Oh, it's just no way. Of course she will make it. You know, I know that a lot of people will come. And yes, you are right, because I know you are very popular at what you are doing. You have a lot of people coming, and they are happily paying a price that you ask for, and really can change your life, the 2 hours and way how people speak. But today you are on the 28th. You'll be doing something really, really special.
Saturday, 10 to 12 noon, at the Warner Center Marriott, and then after that we're having a meet and greet social where people can have some refreshments, meet one another. We've got a movie producer and a bunch of other great people coming along to support this worthy cause. And so we are very excited. And my captivating team, which consists of some very handsome young men. People always ask me, why are you always surrounded by handsome young men? And I say, well, they come to me for training.
You train them well. Okay, then how we, again, before we'll say bye, how we can find you, how people can contact you, and I hope a lot of people will really come, you know, and help.
Well, the best way is to go to the website, which is shantiniven.com, and that's Shanti spelled C-H-A-N-T-I. Niven, N-I-V-E-N.com. So at Shanti, think about Shanti as an enchanting. ShantiNiven.com. Go to the website, click on the Wave banner, and join us surfing to success.
And everybody, please go to Accent On. I repost the same post, then I know it'll be very
easy. Thank you so much for your help.
Course.
You are a superstar. Thank you.
Oh, no, I love you, and I cannot wait
love
to just
too.
See you in action. And, of course, on my beautiful chair with 4 microphones, and you'll be teaching me how to speak.
Thank you, Lona.
I love
you. I got it, but take care.
Thank you. Good luck. Again, this is your 28th, yes?
29th. Saturday, the 29th.
Again, one more time.
Saturday, the 29th. 10 till 12 noon at the Warner Center Marriott in the ballroom.
Great. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Cheerio.
Of course. Oh, yeah. That's, you know, I was working many, many years with organization Music for Heart and Gift of Life, which we were helping El Salvadorian children with their heart diseases, you know, and started from very tiny little organization, Music for Heart. I was bringing my students that I was coaching. We were putting on a Kenyan club, beautiful place, you know, for 600 people event, and we were raising money, and in last show for in 2 hours we raised almost $80,000. And then lady Miss Small, you know, she just got promoted to Gift of Life organization. Now she's building with a lot of doctors hospitals in El Salvador. And now, you know, instead of bringing 1, 2, 3, 7, 10 children to America and operate them, now they bring doctors to El Salvador, and they have one hospital, but cost only $1,000 to save child's life in El Salvador and operate them in El Salvador. When we bring them to America, hundreds of thousand dollars. You need to find a hospital who will donate half. You need to raise money. But you know what? It's amazing, because I know what Shanti is doing. She's doing this because she really wants to help. And everybody has a way to help to another person, and it's not so hard. And if anybody listens and we have something that you would like to just help somebody with something, it's not so hard. Let's just do it, okay? That's all. Okay, hopefully your travel to France will be very successful. Alain Delon will be the Mr. Picasso.
Thank you.
And hopefully your book will be finished. Do you have a title already?
It's called The Actor's Key.
That's beautiful, Actor's Key. And I know you'll be back. Will you be back after France at 2 months? And then we'll be having you here, and you will tell us what was happening.
Absolutely, because my home base is always Los Angeles. You know, I'm committed to the Art Center on the Promenade. Yeah. And I have to come back and always make sure things are running well.
Absolutely. You cannot forget about these funky people like me who speak funky English. No, no, no. And I know you love them. That's why we love you too. You know?
Absolutely. I feel right at home with all the accents.
Yeah, but you somehow lost it. Yours, you know, tiny little maybe you have, but you are great. You are
Mine
great.
Can always come back.
I love it.
Tell people your accent can come back.
Look at you. So she can be voiceover artist for her own country. How funny. Wonderful. Thank you so, so much. You'll be staying with us here. Again, website and how to contact your school?
PromenadeConservatory.org.
And your name is in your way, not my way?
Natalia Lazarus.
And if they want to contact you, better to you or better to write to somebody else?
They can write to me directly. Should I give my email?
It is appropriate.
Sure, you can write me directly at info@promenadeplayhouse.com.
Beautiful. Why I'm saying that? Because our another guest is gorgeous. I know that he is not only our personal trainer, but you are also modeling and acting, yes?
Yes, I've done modeling.
And you have also a little bit an accent. Maybe you speak beautifully, but one day, you never know, maybe you're supposed to go and meet Natalia and see what is the performance art place. And who knows what will happen because of that.
Well, I like art a lot, and I'm a very big fan of any kind of art, you know, especially big fan of Picasso. So I'm like totally excited that you're doing any kind of play or portraying that genius. Is one of my favorites of all time. I know everything about him, and he's so special, such an amazing.
You are a painter also.
Yes.
You are a painter again. Yes. I want to come back because I think I just clicked 1 minute ago, and I don't know if we cut a beginning of our conversation. But look, our personal trainer, you are modeling, yes, in your own country. You are from Macedonia, yes?
Yes.
And you are many years here in America, like 15?
No, 11.
11?
Only
oh, that's
11
not a,
years.
Oh, gosh, I feel like I'm here forever, and I'm thankful for that. But mainly you are training people in your own way because it's trained by Luke.
Yes.
That is your website, yes, name?
Yes.
And also, I was just joking, but I know we talk about this, that you would love to act.
I have very huge interest in acting. And in my own way, I've done stand-up comedy as a way of kind of like a hobby, because I really respect that art, especially the art of stand-up, and it's really, really, it's difficult, it's very challenging, and it will make you think on your feet, and especially for somebody like you coming on in the country without any language skills, that really make me like get sharper, quick understanding how to write.
And you are so serious on the radio. I cannot wait to see you one day, you know, just make me laugh. And hopefully...
I can maybe make you laugh if I want to every 30 seconds.
Oh, I don't know. Because we have stuff to do. We have work to do.
It's a thing that you learn in, you know, in classes or sometimes even just natural.
Yeah, you need to be natural.
You could definitely get people to laugh.
I don't believe you can learn how to be a comedian. You need to be one. I think you need to be born one.
If you understand that comedy is surprise, you can really apply it.
Okay.
It's basically what you expect me to say. I will expect something with a surprise, with tasteful, enough tastefulness, and it's going to be a whatnot to laugh.
Cute and funny. Okay. Are we trusting him?
Well, the writing helps, obviously, and then each comedian has their own style. You know, some are deadpan, some are more flamboyant.
Style and stuff.
Okay,
yeah,
then
you go.
Can you bring some comedy into losing weight process? Because he's so sad. I want to cry every time when I think.
One of the reasons why I'm successful at this, it's because I make it easy, fun, and not to want to say it's a comedy, it's not a circus, but it's definitely.
And I think we have one gentleman I post also on Accent on one of your past clients who was laughing when he was saying how good you are.
He is an actor and he's really funny, and with him we have a blast.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But he's a very cool guy, and I'm you know.
Okay, Mr. Luke Gorgeous, tell us what we need to do next. If you can come back a little bit, because this is our seventh session, I think.
Yes.
And we went through a lot of cute things, you know, that you say is your way. And you were talking about superfoods. You were talking about regiment, mm-hmm. or how you call this. You have your own word for that. every morning you wake up, you do this 10
your
minutes.
Ritual. Well, I'm totally suffering today because of my 5 a.m. ritual. Right now is the time that I should be working out, and instead of that, I'm here and my energy is very low, but...
But is this not funny? I don't like that, because if this runs your life, and then if you're supposed to be happy peppy on Axanon, you say, I know, so I have better ritual to do. I'm supposed to exercise right now, and I'm slow. No, you're not slow. What to do to pick yourself up? Drink water. Yes or not?
No, I'm gonna just say what I have to say. You know?
Oh, which means you are a boss. Okay, do it. Yes, sir.
Let's pedal back to the superfood so we can start with supplements.
And he's comedian. He's too serious. Okay.
Because I was gonna just wrap it up in terms of superfoods from last week, saying more of like, there's two ways. There's a specific superfoods that I still need to give you the whole shebang on it, which I'm working on it.
Great.
You
know, we are waiting.
And,
no problem.
It's not an easy thing to like basically
give
superfoods. There's foods in that we can find today and we can consume raw that are really good in terms of nutritional value, in terms of biological value. And it's very important for our listeners to understand that that type of foods could really enhance their life, their energy levels, and their basically, you know, their weight loss, because that type of foods, you just need to eat a little bit and they really feed your body. I mean, you can live off of that. You can live off of something like broccoli, and you know, macro greens powder that I want to talk about it more, you know, or spirulina algae. Those foods have so much complete nutrition in them, you can basically live off of it. And it's proven scientifically, and there are people doing it. There's very many people who are very hardcore vegetarian who barely eat anything more than a broccoli and stuff.
Oh boy, but what a sad life.
Well, I guess it is. I mean, you know, but
They look good, except what they eat is broccoli for.
Oh, they certainly look good, and more important, it's guaranteed they're going to live long.
It's miserable almost, life with broccoli? Oh,
I guess,
come on, it's
I
laughable.
Guess.
It is in a way. No, we want something more than broccoli, and I know you can give it to us. Okay, what will be next?
Well,
superfood.
Well, here's the transition here, what I'm trying to say. In terms of superfoods, I can talk about it another half hour, but the point I'm trying to make is no matter how good of a nutrition you have, if you really want to lose weight or stuff, you can really get help from supplements, from supplementation. Because no matter how much food you're getting, you destroy nutrients, which we talked about it, with cooking. You're destroying nutrients by washing, by this and that. And, you know, in the cooking process, in chewing, also you're using nutrients. If the food is not chewed enough, you will not, you know, basically the body will...
Supplements, you say. This is like so chemical.
Exactly. I like that.
You do?
No, that's what, because that's what most of
Natalia,
the people...
Natalia, we don't like that. Oh, we do. Are you using supplements?
No.
Okay.
So it's news to me.
Sell us on that.
What are these supplements
that's,
I should be taking?
That's great. Listen to this. I have two totally novice. Now, supplement sounds very hardcore.
Yeah.
And in reality is... But in today's reality, there is another flip side of that. And we have two types of supplements. Supplements for exercise, which are the supplements you referring right now to.
Yeah.
The hardcore, you know, amino acid, pre-workout type of deal. Or you have also wellness supplements that are basically essential for everybody's life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm referring here to something like vitamin C, vitamin Q10, you're talking vitamin E, multivitamin, you're talking something like a CLA before food intake. So just if you eat fattening food, it will absorb the fat better.
What is this one?
Body. CLA.
CLA?
Yeah. We just go to the drugstore and ask for CLA.
Absolutely.
CLA. So easy to remember. Look at CLA. I wanna. And you say that helps
me
too.
You can even make a song all of that.
I will do it.
So.
CLA. Oh, wow. We can do jingle with that. Cool. And trained by Luke, of course, with that. Okay. Supplements. Mm-hmm. Next.
Some of the things you can use, it's... more of like a macro greens, which I suggested for like every day to balance the pH levels in your body, give you energy. You can live off of that. You want to cleanse your system, no problem. Get a gallon of water, put 2 scoops of macro greens.
Macro greens, what's that?
That's basically vegetables,
okay.
Algae, vitamins, all kinds of other things like green tea extract and things in that
Where
nature.
Where can I get that? Health store? Powder.
Anywhere.
Then CLA and macro greens?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Ilona. Okay.
Can you do any jingle on macro greens real quick?
Macro green. I like more CLA because it's like, you know, you don't know
greens,
really what this means.
Easy come.
Easy go. easy come, easy go. Yeah, sounds like the lyrics to my song. Easy come, easy go. Oops, see you in 5 minutes. Okay, next.
Next, it's going to be... Well... I like to really talk about protein powder. Protein powder is essential. And recently, because they changed the whole manufacturing process and how they isolate protein. Nowadays, women could generally consume protein shakes in smaller dosages, but they're very valuable if you want to lose body fat. Back in about 5-10 years ago, women should have really take protein supplements because it will help you gain weight and whatnot, unless you're super skinny.
Who you trust? You know, 5 years ago, I trust somebody telling me do this, and now somebody said, no, I have better things.
Now, it really hurt me. Yes. Nowadays, you could have really cool stuff like protein shakes that are tasting really good, and they're made from totally different stuff, like Sun Warrior, who is like a rice-based protein shake. Then you have a hemp protein. Then you have a whey protein. It's all really cool types of proteins you can actually use to enhance, you know, your nutritional plan, how I call it, you know.
But again, everything will be in your book. Because, you know, I don't want people to run to the store and just purchase everything what we are talking about and start eating. We need to somehow organize our ways of telling people what to not do.
I organize that all in a book, but also more important, I'm just giving general information.
Yes.
And I'm hoping one person will get one thing and they're like, oh my God, I really learned about this and I really liked it.
Or better to contact you. Where
now,
they can contact you?
trainbyluke@gmail.com, the best way to reach me. Also Twitter, trainbyluke, Facebook, trainbyluke.
And he's all over Accent On, all over LA Talk Radio, on YouTube, iTunes.
More important in nowadays, and I've been talking to a lot of people, it's the most important thing to get the word. As soon as you get this particular word, you can do your own research, make your own conclusions. There's way too much information out there from people like me, and better than me, most of the cases worse than me in terms of that. But you can really find a lot of information about any subject in terms of food and fitness and health and diet. And you name it, you can get it. All I have to do is to spark that motivation spark that idea or give you that direction. Most of the people, let's say, who listen to that didn't even know that supplements could actually benefit them in weight loss, weight gain, general health. You know, if you, let's say, over 55, you must use supplements. Most of the people use all kinds of medication. You know, that's just very common here. I would suggest to slowly start as you work out and get your diet cleaned up and all that stuff. You're going to slowly get all the medications and actually replace it with supplements. Now, I suggest you start that earlier in life, not until you're 70, let's say. Mm-hmm. I'll say at 50, prepare for it. And the transition, it's amazing. I've seen it happen many times.
Okay.
All I'm trying to say, it's all I'm trying to educate here is spark an interest.
Yes.
Give an idea and have people conclude, you know, if they want to do this or that. Or, you know, give that idea of working out 2 times. Give that idea of superfoods. Most people never heard of it.
Yep.
Most of the people I talk to, and they're serious fitness people, they never heard about goji berries. But if you did all the research on it, there's books written, there's things done, articles, people... There's reviews on them, how people like them and what they don't like, especially the price. But just so you guys know, goji berry runs $34 per pound.
Okay, and you eat this in like what, 1 week?
I would say about 2 weeks on average.
Okay, that's
two to three weeks, depends. Because it's, like I said, superfoods is another thing. The dosages are smaller. Any of this stuff, like goji berries or any kind of protein or any kind of like hemp protein, it's very potent. It's a lot of, in nutrition in it. So you don't have to use it a lot. You use one or two scoops, or even goji berries, one scoop in them.
You just need to give us some recipes next week. I really want something like that. You tell us, okay, go Ilona to whatever and buy that. That's a minimum for you right now to start building your kitchen, laboratory of greatness, and hoping will help me to have more energy, lose weight, and start tasting these funky foods that you call superfoods. And I don't like
it.
I love
amazing.
Broccoli, but not every day.
Here's what you're going to do. You have 2 minutes to give you the best tasting pancake in your life. Okay? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
And we have already the all over internet, and people are getting amazing feedback. Because it's really powerful, and you cannot really taste the difference, which is the most important thing with many people, to not be able to taste the flour in it. Instead of flour, I replace the substance in the pancake with a highly nice high-end protein, vanilla taste. So basically, you're taking in a blender one organic yam, a little bit of stevia, just very little bit, because it's 300 times, stevia is 300 times more potent than sugar. So you do one scoop of stevia, it's like 300 grams. Like it's crazy. So you need a little bit. Now, the stevia is good to balance your blood sugar.
Oh.
So you will not really get any
high low. That's
high
me.
Low. It's very important if you're going to eat healthy to have your blood sugar level balanced at all times. Anyway, a little bit stevia, a little bit of cinnamon. Cinnamon has so much, you know, I would just put it, it's good if you exercise to not be sore next day. Okay? Next, 6 egg whites. Organic, free range, 6 egg whites in the blender. Also, you take, you chop up the yam a little bit. You put it in a blender.
Yeah.
You blend all of that. You give 2 scoops of whey protein, vanilla flour. Flavor of vanilla is the best. You can, you know, mix
covers,
and match.
Yeah, covers everything.
Yeah, you can do a little bit of strawberry. You can do a little bit of chocolate, but vanilla is the best. You mix that, okay? Then you go ahead and you pour it with coconut oil, non-stick pan. You pour it in a pan. You make it a pancake. You put a little bit of like agave nectar on the top of it. Just spread instead of maple syrup. You put a protein shake next to it or just water. You having a blast. You're talking 80 grams of protein right there from 2 different sources.
Me hungry. Me wants to eat pancakes. I love you, Luke. You are a really special dude, and we really are happy to having you, and we'll be having
you
for more open. I want more recipe like that, and we'll be having you next Monday. I know that Natalia is flying to Europe. Say hi to your love and beautiful friends, and I cannot wait to have you back, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye.
You.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.